Your On the Mark podcast is loading now. The On the Mark podcast is sponsored by the Sunbury Motor Company, family-owned dealership since 1915, 4th Street in Sunbury, and Sunbury Motors Kia, on Routes 11 and 15, Hummel's Wharf. News Radio 1070 WKOK presents On the Mark. It's a chance to voice your opinion on the events that affect life in the Susquehanna Valley. Now, here are your hosts for On the Mark, Mark Lawrence and Joe McGranahan.
Welcome on board On the Mark. I'm Joe McGranahan. With me today is Mark Lawrence, and he's unfortunately with me almost every day, but not for much longer.
Looking
very handsome today. Not strikingly, I'm not obligated to say that, but you look very handsome today.
You're well attired.
You look freshly bathed.
I said to my lovely bride, "I love that new blue shirt you gave me. It's a very light, different hue."
Looks and she immediately like green.
She immediately said,
"It's green."
Thank you. Okay. I'm slightly colorblind, so I honestly thought this was a light blue haze shade. So
no, it's green.
That's why it doesn't match the purple tie.
Oh yeah, well I was wondering about that.
Thank you. Great to be here. I feel wonderful. It's great to be alive.
It is, and not inhaling as much smoke today as we did yesterday.
Yeah, air quality now 153 over the Penn Valley Airport sealant scope. Still the designated level for that is. The word is unhealthy.
So
were up to 180 something yesterday around here in the evening. Yeah, just crazy smoke, but not catastrophically dangerous. They say if you get up to 400, if you go outside, you'll get sick.
Well, they said that was close to that in New York yesterday.
Yeah. Yep, so. Absolutely. So, yeah, they're closer to the fires and closer to the situation. This should be 48 hours from now. It'll be all gone. 24 hours, it'll be significantly less. So that's where we're headed on that. And my lovely bride pointed it out, the particulate matter, soot. You can see it on vehicles, and she sees it on plants and things.
Oh, gee, I haven't looked.
Yeah, I noticed that myself, but she said that's actually part of the deal is that there's stuff.
Well,
in
something
the air.
Creates the haze. It would make sense that it was some sort of particulate in the air.
Well, but big pieces of ashes too. It looked like somebody was up in heaven doing "She Loves Me, She Loves Me Not" with little daisy petals yesterday as these bits of ashes came down.
Well, let's hope that the Canadians get their fires out. And I understand that we are sending a support. Additional American firefighters and equipment are going north to help out.
Okay. Yeah, and I think I just heard one sentence about the fires, that Canada's fire crews are primarily spending their time protecting property rather than contain the fire or extinguishment, whatever that entails. But so that's one of the reasons why they're so out of control. But this is, they say, lots more going to burn there before it's out.
Well, if they would practice good forestry, this wouldn't happen.
We told them.
We told them, yes, we did. But you can't tell these Canadians anything. They just have their heads firmly planted in the sand.
I believe the Department of Interior is often blamed for not having wise choices of forest management in the U.S. as well. So, maybe we're not as smart as we think.
Then the other big news, of course, is that Donald Trump has gotten a letter from the Justice Department saying he is the target of a criminal investigation.
Now, what is the purpose of this? I heard them talking about that, and they say now his attorneys can react. So,
yes,
what would their react?
Their reaction is they could ask. That he be allowed to testify before the grand jury to present his facts or his side of the case.
In advance of any indictment.
Right, and they're also permitted to submit information that would be exculpatory to the prosecutor so that they can make a value judgment. In other words, it's like saying, hey, what we've found so far looks like this guy needs to go to jail. Is there any reason why he shouldn't?
All right, well, let me ask you this. Why is this not a witch hunt? I mean, President Biden and President Clinton and or President Obama had things at their home.
Right. I don't know why it isn't a witch hunt. I mean, if it's the fact that he refused to give back or said he gave it back and then lied about it, you know, that would be, I think, the problem. But Mike Pence and Joe Biden apparently both gave everything back the minute it was discovered that they had it. President Trump hung on to it. And then, of course, there's that tape that appears to show him talking about confidential or secret documents to a group of supporters at Mar-a-Lago. He said he wished he could show it to them.
Right.
That would acknowledge the fact that they were classified. not declassified because he thought about it.
He hadn't thought about them yet. He was going to think about them later and declassify them.
Well, you can't think about them after you're out of office. You have to think about them while you're in office.
Oh, I get it. Okay. So I get it. So, yeah, he's obfuscated along the way and said things were there and weren't and said things aren't there and were. Right. I got you. So that would explain one of the factors that's associated with that. But, you know, as much as I don't think President Trump is qualified or should be or really technically probably in his heart of hearts even wants to be president again next time, it doesn't seem to me that it's that big a deal. Am I missing something?
Well, let me tell you what happened yesterday when Mike Pence made his speech. And it's interesting. The only people that covered it this morning that I saw was MSNBC. And, of course, Trump lives rent-free in their heads over there year-round. But Mike Pence made a very interesting point. He said that during the January 6th, right before the run-up to that, President Trump asked him to choose between him and the Constitution. And he chose the Constitution. You know, and so I think that really what Mike Pence said yesterday, that Donald Trump should never be allowed to be president again, is a very damning statement from a guy who was there and who knew what happened and who was part of what happened.
Well, first of all, to respond, one of the things that says CBS has used that cut all morning long and probably into the evening yesterday. So that's been brought up. Well, yeah, that's a very telling remark from somebody in the know and somebody who was scared. He said he was afraid for his life during January 6th.
You know, when the people are running through the Capitol yanking hang Mike Pence and bring out Nancy Pelosi, I can understand, quite frankly, why they were scared.
And despite all of this,
this is just normal tourist activity.
Well, that's right. Legitimate political discourse. But at the same time, President Trump, new poll from Quinnipiac, I'm going to say, shows President Trump distancing his lead over Ron DeSantis. Would you vote for him tomorrow if you could?
Now, maybe DeSantis is now yesterday's news. Maybe he peaked too early.
Oh, and maybe some of the other candidates are kind of taking some of that space away from them. Well, that could be.
I can't believe that in the overall scheme of things that the majority of the Republican Party will look at Donald Trump and say, we want to go through four more years of this.
Well, I think it's that group of Republicans that love him. It's the dance of the world that say, you know, despite all his many, 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 many flaws, he's still the best person to run the president.
I love what he did. You know,
right.
The things that the actions he took, I just love them. I think they're best for the country, but unfortunately, the baggage that comes along with Donald J. Trump is just a little bit too heavy to carry for most of us.
Look how President Trump galvanized Republicans. They all disliked him many, many, many disliked him at first, but then they got behind him and he was their guy, so they were happy about him. And I think maybe they're hoping he can glue their GOP back together again.
Well, if he had accepted his defeat and said, you know, I don't like the way this came out, but I'm certainly going to participate in the peaceful transfer of power.
You mean if he didn't have six strategies to
overturn the election, you know.
Right, the fake electors.
They were talking this morning. I'm not a big fan of John Meacham by any stretch of the imagination, but he was on with Joe Scarborough this morning. He was talking about what would have happened if Pence had actually done what Trump wanted, that there would have been just absolute chaos.
Constitutional crisis.
Right. Well, and that eventually would have been that it would have gone to the House of Representatives, where under the unit rule, they would have voted, the Republicans had the majority, they would have voted for Donald Trump as president. And then can you imagine what would have happened then? You know, with all the people on the other side knowing they were cheated and robbed.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, they probably would have done another January 6th. The Democrats would have done their own. All right. 570-743-9565 is our telephone number. We would invite you to contact us. We would love to hear from you. Mute your cell phone before you put on the air. We say to Lance, good morning, sir. You're on the mark.
And a fine, smoky morning. Well, I'd like to apologize for yesterday because I thought that I was quoting reliable information from an unimpeachable source, and obviously I wasn't. And people I got it from, I thought should have known. I mean, they had come back from there, you know, delivering checks, and, well, you know, sometimes what you think is isn't, and I apologize for it.
Okay, so you're saying that whatever incident where some individuals were turned away, that was either incidental or not widespread or didn't happen.
Right.
Okay,
exactly.
I got you. Okay, well, no problem.
It might have been some cattle truck that had other things wrong with it. They were turning back. I don't know.
Gotcha. Okay.
Out,
All righty.
Okay, fair
also,
enough.
Also, now we find out about, forest management. No matter what you try to do, why it won't suit the left one way or another. In California, for a long time now, this is about 5 years, they've been using goats in certain areas, places where it was high-end real estate, been working out really well. They have goat herders that were coming up from Peru, and they were paying them $4,000 a month as a salary, plus room, board, lodging, the whole bit. Well, this didn't suit the unions. These people are not salary workers. They are hourly workers, and they're going 24/7. So in order to do it right, they'd have to pay them $14,000 a month. Now, this would seem ridiculous, except there is a bill introduced into, I forget if it's their House, Senate, or what, to do that very thing, make them salaried workers. salaried, but make them hourly workers.
And what are the goats? What are the goats going to do when they're doing their thing?
Well, the Muslims are going to be really happy, they're going to be all slaughtered. And be a lot of good goat meat out there.
Well, how does slaughtering goats have anything to do with forest fires?
If they're not connected, no connection.
Oh.
He changed channels on you while you were looking at your phone.
He must have.
See, they keep the undergrowth down. That's the whole idea, is all this stuff that was going to catch fire and really do things wrong, well, the goats keep it mowed.
Oh, there is a connection.
But I can't believe that. I don't believe
you can never take a mower.
I don't believe goats eat dead tree branches, do they? And the things that you find on the forest
floor. Goats eat anything.
They don't eat wood. Nobody eats wood.
Nope, they eat everything. If you put anything junk in their cage when you come back, it'll all be gone.
Well, if you think I'm making this up, you can check it. It's in the Wall Street Journal here. As a matter of fact, I had a pretty good article, with the pictures of the goats and the whole bit. I mean, something else here, when they said about the $290, to be levied on the electric cars, well, it's already $275. And unless the people at Culver's were lying to me about a year ago when I asked, because, see, I saw that $275 and I thought, well, was that just when you registered the car new, or was this an annual levy? And they said it was annual. So what they voted on was a $15 raise.
Okay.
And it's probably to take care of the hybrids.
Okay.
All righty.
All right, we got you, Lance. Thank you so much, sir.
Thank you. Have a good one.
Goodbye.
Yeah, much appreciated. All right, 570-743-9565's the open line, our show sponsored by the Sunbury Motor Company.
How do the goats wind up dead?
I guess they've been sacrificed.
That.
I don't know.
They sacrificed the goats.
All right. On the market, sponsor of the Sunbury Motor Company. Check them out at sunburymotors.com. Our telephone is 570-743-9565. You can email us at onthemarketwkok.com and text us at 70236. Talked a little bit about the Canadian fires and are we properly managing our forests or is this perfectly normal? This is the way the forest lives. We talked to the district forester for Bald Eagle State Forest. His assistant said the forest will just green up again. Lots of things fled. Of course, there are probably some things that perished, but hopefully the ticks died. That'll be nice. But in any event, all the hunters will converge there. But anyway, forests know how to rejuvenate themselves. 570-743-9565. You can email us at onthemarketwkok.com and you can text us at 70236. Include the keyword OTM.
Want to work for a stable yet growing company? Got it. Want to work for a family-owned business with over 100 years' experience in taking care of customers and employees? Got it. Want to work for a leader in selling more cars and satisfying more customers? Got it. Who has all that? SMC Sunbury Motor Company is looking for technicians across all their departments. Whether you're an entry-level technician, an experienced technician, or someone looking for a career change, Sunbury Motors would love to hear from you. They're looking for technicians for their quick lane, car and light truck service, heavy truck service, body shop, and frame and alignment division. You can apply online at sunburymotors.com, in person at our North 4th Street location, or call Todd at 570-286-7746. Your new career of working on Fords, Kias, Hyundais, Western Star trucks, plus anything that fits in the door,
and some things that don't.
Welcome back to WKOK Live Telephone Talk Show On the Mark. I am Mark
Lawrence. Your last name.
I'm sorry, got distracted there. There's one thing I've been able to say cogently over the past
your name.
40 years. Yes, it's my name
and
on the radio.
I would say that the indicators are that you're going downhill if you can't remember your name.
Lynn Hall is on the other side of the glass. She's already
her name you remembered.
All right. She's going to answer the phone. If you dial 570-743-9565, and we got four open lines now. So whenever we were talked about the president a little bit about the wildfires, one of our good listeners sent us this note yesterday.
Yeah. Craig says, has there ever been a president so relentlessly maligned by the press working in concert with the lying, unaccountable pretenders in his own government bureaucracies who have incessantly striven to take him down? And they're all still at it 3 years after his administration has been over. The question to ask is, why is Trump so feared by Washington and its accomplices in the media? What are they afraid of? Trump's demise has become their obsession. It's plain to see that they know they have to silence and discredit Trump for revealing what he knows about the corruption and grift that must not be exposed to we the people in order to retain their power and personal enrichment. And for now, it's Trump. It'll be the next conservative who dares to expose them like it is every day. That's very interesting.
I think most people are against Trump because he's a criminal. That's the issue.
He hasn't been proven to be a criminal. You know, he still deserves the presumption of innocence.
not in my opinion.
Well, all right.
He's being investigated all over the place, and he has been charged in a few places, and he's been sued all over the place by these women he's hurt. Yeah, Craig, nice email. I appreciate what you're saying, and I think 90% of what you say is true. And I think the answer to it is that he's such a criminal. You know, his attitudes towards women, and just a train wreck of a human. I think that's it. If he had his policies, was conservative as he was, and didn't lie, cheat, steal, rape, plunder, sexually assault, and hide documents, and obfuscate, and if he didn't do all of that, I think he probably would have won re-election, but he certainly could get back in.
Have you ever heard of innocent until proven guilty?
Well, Joe.
Does it ring with you? I mean, does it mean anything to you?
All right,
Donald Trump may be, I mean, Craig may be right. You can't ignore the fact that the Steele dossier and all of that Russian collusion stuff was a hoax perpetrated by people who wanted to bring down Donald Trump. I'm willing to concede that. I think that's exactly what happened.
All right, well, that's fine. So, I think Craig, I said before, Craig's mostly right, but I'm just saying why mainstream Republicans probably, and if the media is against him, that's probably why, because he's such a human train wreck.
But you notice, for example, take the New York Times. Do you know when the last time they endorsed a Republican for president?
Probably before Roosevelt.
No, 1956, Dwight Eisenhower, when he ran the second time.
Well, I agree. He was a great president.
Well, they didn't endorse him the first time. They endorsed Adlai Stevenson
they got
when he
on
ran
board
the first time.
How many people have they endorsed who lost?
Well, every Democrat who lost from the time of Eisenhower
from
forward.
All right, Eric, you are on the mark. Thanks for calling in. You get 4 minutes, then Stan gets 4 minutes.
The last time the New York Times, endorsed a Republican, it's probably the last time the Republican actually won the popular vote, right?
No. Not true.
That's not the reason I'm calling, gentlemen. Have you guys looked outside since the sun came up?
Of course. How do you think we got here?
It's worse today than yesterday. And in fact, I think Channel 16 was reporting that San Francisco was in the 400s. Did you guys say it was like 150?
153. That's that air now thing. I can check it again. Well, 400 would be hazardous to just breathe.
Well, that's what 16 was saying from.
Well, I think they got it wrong, Eric.
Down on south. Well, I looked outside. I tend to think. Sorry, I'm going to believe Channel 16 when I believe you guys here in Port Treverton. It is socked in like you would see. You know, normal.
But there's also fog this morning. There was heavy fog, AccuWeather said. And hopefully when the sun comes out and burns everything off, we'll see what amount of smoke is left. But I can tell you that it doesn't smell to me as bad today as it did yesterday by a country mile.
Well, down here in Port Treverton, it does. I'm sorry.
Okay.
Now, some people might say it smells in Port Treverton all the time, but that's a whole different story, isn't it?
Right, that is.
No, I double-checked those numbers because 16 was very adamant that it was going to be worse today because of the way the atmosphere was actually kicking it down right through from west to east through central PA. And we're on lower end of that swirl, right? So we were, and then I'm wondering if they're going to let the boys play baseball this afternoon. Sealands goes in the state quarterfinals over in Pine Grove. I'm wondering if they're going to call that game, you know, because of the air quality. But
How far away?
Check the numbers. I advise people just to be cautious, not to think this is over yet and go out for the morning jog or anything. So,
how far away is Pine Grove?
Well, you know where Pine Grove is, don't you? Just east of us.
No, I'm not.
Over
from...
by Route 81, almost due east of us.
Okay, I'll take your word for that. I'm not a...
Schuylkill County, yeah. It's where 81 goes up north through Schuylkill County, so it's not that far east of us.
Okay, so it's further north than we are.
Not so much north as east, I think.
Oh, okay.
You know, a little bit, but still, you know, I'm sure they're looking at that, you know, whether they'll play the game today or not. I know that, like, the pro ball guys have been calling the last 2 days up at Scranton. They called the games because of this.
Well, then they may well do that.
Did Mark check those numbers again?
Mark's checking them as we speak.
Yeah, it's on air now. It doesn't have a Sealands Grove reading at the moment. The whole chunk of central Pennsylvania is missing there. So, but there are 400s 2 hours.
It's off the gauge.
2 hours south, there are 400s. So, yeah, that's terrible air quality. But most of the numbers are in the 180, let's see, 189 up at State College. Well, anyway, I'm not getting that reading. I'll look at the AccuWeather site. We'll get that in a moment. But we got to get another call going. Eric, we'll give you the last word. Go right ahead.
Just be safe out there, and if the boys are playing, good luck to the Fields this afternoon.
All right. Sounds great. Thank you. All right, Stan, you are next up. Go right ahead.
Mark, criminal, really? Has any convictions come down yet?
No, he hasn't been convicted yet.
Okay. All right. I just want to clarify that. Now, when somebody's convicted, then they are a criminal.
Stan, do you think President Biden is? Do you think Stan? Do you think President Biden and Hunter Biden are criminals?
Well, it's been
Come on
showing
now.
That they are leaning that way.
Yes. Okay. Thank you. And they haven't been convicted.
Well,
yet.
You could make the same argument that it shows Donald Trump leans that way too.
Maybe.
Anyway.
I mean, the indictment in New York was based on mental gymnastics and a contortionist type twisting of the law.
Yikes.
I mean, so whatever. So, I can't defend Trump. Trump can only defend Trump. So, whatever. But, Joe, you said that you liked what Trump did, but you don't like Trump. I understand that. But without a Trump-like person, the stuff that he did would never have happened.
Well,
it's my opinion.
There can be tough presidents who don't call people names and don't get into all the baggage that Trump got into. I mean, I can name you a couple of tough presidents. Harry Truman managed to be as tough as he needed to be. He made tough decisions. He did tough things, but he didn't call some people names. I take that back. The guy, the newspaper columnist who insulted his daughter's singing, he called him a few names.
Well, I don't disagree with that, Joe, but we haven't seen that out of a Republican in years. Reagan was probably the last.
Yeah, well, good point.
I mean, and that's the problem. We hear all these promises from these long-term politicians, and they get into office, and they just bow down to the Democrats. That's what the majority of the times is what happens. Very rarely do they stick to their guns and tell the Democrats to go take a hike.
But let me ask you this. Let's say that President Trump is found indicted and found guilty of several crimes, if you will. You know, would you modify your view of him if they proved in a court of law that he was guilty?
Well, considering who's running the DOJ and stuff, you know, there are doubts upon things because they've sown that doubt. with their actions of the past 6 years.
Well, I'm sure it would be a jury trial, and they couldn't influence the jurors.
And where would that jury be held? That would be held in the D.C. area.
No, they're thinking
the majority of the people work where?
Not true, Stan. The DOJ is talking about filing, if these charges are filed as the result of the Mar-a-Lago documents, they will be filed in Florida, and the trial would be held in Florida.
Really? Then why is the D.C. office the ones running the investigation?
Well, that's because that's where their offices are. That's where their offices are. Their offices are in D.C. That's where the FBI is.
No. They have field offices all around the country.
I know, but the headquarters is in the...
Assistant Attorney Generals all around the country.
Right.
So if there was a problem, they should have been filed in those jurisdictions, but they weren't. They came out of the D.C. office because the people in the head of the D.C. office are very biased. So they have an agenda, and they've been pushing that agenda for the past 6+ years.
Well, I'll concede you that point.
So that's what it seems to be about. And as far as Merrick Garland, he's no impartial person himself. He is a bitter old man, unhappy because he's not sitting up there in the Supreme Court. That's the way I see it.
Okay. Well,
you all have a great day.
I'm sure a lot of people see it the way you do, and some other people don't see it that way. But
don't breathe too deep out there.
No. All right, we got it. Sound advice. All right, thank you so much, Stan. Air quality index. I found one that lists Selous Grove as 360, another one is 260, and one is 132. So I'm not sure what I'm looking at. So we're going to have to clarify.
Well, let's
that.
Accept the lowest bidder and assume that's correct.
This is WDK, okay, Sunbury.
News Radio 1070 WKOK presents On the Mark. It's a chance to voice your opinion on the events that affect life in the Susquehanna Valley. Now, here are your hosts for On the Mark, Mark Lawrence and Joe McGranahan.
Greetings. Welcome on board WKOK's live telephone talk show, On the Mark. We talked about air quality on the National Weather Service site. It lists it as 132 at Penn Valley Airport, Selous Grove, but Wonderground says 263. So that's into the very unhealthy zone. I couldn't find any readings in the 400s. Channel 16, we heard anyway, had listed Selous Grove as 400. That could very well be accurate. That would mean the air is very hazardous, but I could not find that. So, our good listeners can help us out with that if they so choose. Welcome aboard. It's the WKOK Live Telephone Talk Show, sponsored by the Sunbury Motor Company. Please do as I've done. Check out vehicles they got there at sunburymotors.com. Then go down and just grab the keys for one and drive away. No, don't do that. But that's what I did one day. They weren't very happy. All right. Our telephone number is 570-743-9565. That's 570-743-WDKOK. You can email us, as three good individuals have done. So we got emails in front of us, but we'd love you to join that list of folks that send an email to onthemark@wdkok.com. And you can text us at 70236. Include the keyword OTM. And we would just love to read your text or email or take your call. So call now, 570-743-9565. Very brief news headlines here. Smoke from distant fires will ease in the next 24 hours, says AccuWeather. The code red air quality warning means that air pollution concentrations within the region are very unhealthy, and members of the general public may experience mild health effects, trouble breathing, or eye burning. Meantime, National Weather Service says some people with sensitive health conditions may experience health impacts if they have a compromised immune system. Our senior citizens, see, they dropped your elderly reference that irritates
Thank goodness.
You. Senior citizens, which that's anybody over 65.
55, you qualify for, what is it? When you turn 50, you get a letter from AARP.
Oh, yeah, 50, right, yeah, as soon as your first gray hair comes out. Anyway, also compromise very young children or individuals with breathing difficulties. For those people, they say, avoid heavy breathing outdoors, considering moving all activities indoors. Postpone those activities for the weekend if possible. You can check out your air quality at airnow.com. PennValley.gov, although I tried that. I couldn't get the Penn Valley Airport.
So if you go to the doctors and they say, take a deep breath, they're trying to kill you.
Well, if they take you outside, yeah, step outside here and take a deep breath. He's trying to see how much you can withstand. See what your resilience is. Our AccuWeather meteorologist, Jeff Nordine.
Hazy and very dense smoke, not only reducing visibility at the ground level, but also very hazardous air quality. The latest numbers in terms of air quality index have been in the 180s to near 200.
Right, 263 listed on Wonderground today for the Penn Valley Airport. Sealands Grove, gales and snow is emerging from the ashes, you could say. The company said Wednesday they purchased the former Wood Metal building in Sealands Grove and will restart operations ASAP. They make snowboards and skis, and they even made a wooden bike. I saw it out at their shop. I hope that wasn't destroyed in the fire. They hope to resume work as soon as September. They also are going to have their Gilson Snow Day August 12th. A state House committee is expected to vote on the expanded use of speed cameras. PennDOT says the goal is to increase safety, but of course, as we hear from Tory Gates, anybody who's smart would know it's really mostly about the revenue.
The bill would reauthorize and expand the use of the cameras in school zones, certain highways, and in active work zones. The measure has been strongly opposed by some groups who see the use of cameras as a cash grab for local authorities. The committee will vote on a separate bill that would allow local governments to create protected bike lanes, which will provide buffers between bike riders and motor vehicles. Tory Gates, News Radio 1070 WKOK.
Penn Live is reporting Pennsylvanians who own electric vehicles may soon be required to pay an annual fee to help pay for road and bridge improvements. The State Senate Transportation Committee Wednesday approved a bipartisan-backed bill by a 13-to-1 vote that would charge owners of non-commercial passenger electric vehicles a $290 fee annually or $24.17 in monthly installments. It would exempt them from paying the alternative fuels tax, but would maintain an alternative fuels tax at public charging stations. And does this sound familiar? It is rare to see people in New York or Philadelphia wearing masks these days, but they're back on. The smoke from the wildfires is wafting over the U.S. Major League Baseball games were canceled. The air was so thick at airports in Philadelphia, New York, and New Jersey, they had to issue ground stops for a time because of the low visibility. And N95 and cloth masks are back.
All right.
And of course, guess what? Somebody's going to call us and say, well, the masks don't do anything. So, I wonder, you remember how they used to tell you if you were smoking to blow through a cloth so you get this big brown
right,
spot?
Big brown
I wonder
stain.
If you breathe through a mask, it'll turn brown eventually.
It might
from
well.
This. All right, 570-743-9565. Thank you so much for waiting, Dan. You are on the mark.
Hey, good morning. You know, I finally agree. Trump is guilty.
What?
Yep, Trump is guilty of standing up against globalism.
Oh. Mm-hmm.
Trump is guilty of taking on the fake news media
well,
and
that,
calling
that
them out for what they were and what they are. Call them out, and the fake news media, as Trump called them out, have become the enemy of the people. And Trump took the documents you keep talking about that he took. He had every right to take them.
No,
the
he didn't.
Vice President didn't.
He didn't have any
the
right
Vice
to
President
Dan. He didn't have any right to take documents. Dan,
Biden.
He didn't have any right to take documents away from
yes,
Washington.
He did.
No, he didn't. You've heard of the Presidential Records Act. Have you heard
you.
Of that? Have you heard of the Presidential Records Act?
He told you.
Have you heard of that act, Dan?
He talked about that in the news. He even admitted that he had the right to declassify whatever.
He can declassify, but he doesn't have the right to take stuff with him.
Well, how about so Biden has the right and the vice president has the right.
No.
Well, that's funny when the president's the only one that can do that. So Trump did absolutely nothing wrong.
Okay. Well,
he's guilty because you in the media say he's guilty of that infraction. But
let me Let me explain to you the Presidential Records Act of 1978. It establishes public ownership of all presidential records and defines the term presidential records. It requires that the vice president's records be treated the same way as the president's records. It places the responsibility for the custody and management of incumbent presidential records with the president. It requires that the president and his staff take all practical steps to file personal records separately from presidential records. It allows the incumbent president to dispose of records that no longer have administrative, historical, informational, or evidentiary value once the views of the archivist of the United States on the president's disposal have been obtained in writing. None of those things he did.
Yeah, well, okay. Let that go. But he's, you know, you can say all that gobbledygook, but Trump still had the right to do it.
The gobbledygook is the law.
Nothing was said about any other president that took them documents, declassified them. It's only because, and you know it, and I know it, it's only because Trump did it.
Well,
why all of a sudden we're all the media and that is up in arms and saying, oh, guilty, guilty, guilty. And you know it, and I know it.
Well, Dan, we don't know it. The gobbledygook, as you call it, is a federal law. It's a federal law, Dan. It's not gobbledygook. And it establishes...
Okay, how come every other president could take documents and nothing was ever said?
It establishes...
In fact, Biden took documents and nothing was ever said.
Biden gave them back.
Trump
didn't give them back.
He had how many years and where were they?
Well, let me just tell you.
How many years has he had them? He had no right. Only the president. Oh, I don't. That's the way it is, Joe.
Well, no, it's not the way it is. It's the law, the Presidential Records Act, establishes that presidential records automatically transfer into the legal custody of the United States Archivist as soon as the president leaves office. Once he left office, he didn't have any right to those things. That's the law,
right,
Dan. That's the law. The same way as you can't stick up a bank.
He can declassify them.
Doesn't matter whether he classified them or declassified them. They were his presidential records. They automatically go to the archivist. The fact that he had them is enough of a crime.
Okay.
So he's in hot water for that.
We're not going to get anywhere talking about this, but but the thing of it is, he's guilty because he's Trump. And you know it. If you, I know you can't admit that.
Well, you can't admit that he's violated. You can't admit that he's violated the law. You call it gobbledygook because you don't want to believe it.
It is. Listen, Joe. They all take documents and declassify them for their archives.
They take personal records, Dan, not presidential records. Since 1978, the law has required them to turn over things, presidential records, to the archivist. Not to take them with him to Mar-a-Lago or someplace else or put them in a storage locker. Even Vice President Pence was wrong, and so was Joe Biden. They shouldn't have, well, Joe Biden at least is a sitting president, but he shouldn't have had his vice presidential records.
Does President Clinton have anything at his house?
Not that I know of.
They forgave Pence because he's turning on Trump. They can forgive him. You take notice, he didn't have the right to take them either as vice president. But anyway, let that go. We're not going to solve the issue
on
the radio this morning. But that's, Trump took on the fake news media.
I got to get another caller on, Dan. Go ahead and wrap up.
When you control the airwaves, you pretty much control what people... without people that don't study it out think.
All right, we got you, Dan.
Control their minds.
Well,
and that's what 92% of the news media is against Trump. And there's only one or two radio stations in this whole area that don't put Trump down. There's only one or two of them.
His Christian values.
Not one of them.
Of having affairs on his wives and making sure, six divorces or something, and raping women and sexual assaults and stealing documents.
All
that good Christian behavior.
He never raped any woman, but your favorite president, Clinton, did.
I think Trump is accused of sexual assault anyway. I'm not sure about rape. I guess I'll have to check that.
Well, that lady claimed he raped her. He wasn't found guilty of it.
Anybody of anything 30 years ago.
Okay.
We've got to move on, Dan.
Oh, that's true. Yeah, Van is still on.
We got a call holding Dan.
Thank you,
sir. Have a good one.
Yeah, thank you, sir. Always glad
to have a great one.
Hey, you too, buddy. All right, Van, thank you for your patience. You deserve credit just for that, plus the good things you're about to say. Go right ahead.
Well, one of the things you said this morning is that President Trump is guilty of rape. He said that before the break, which, you know, he's been accused of a lot of things, but he's never been convicted of rape.
Well, that's just gobbledygook. He is guilty.
Well, for you to say that, I think if Trump heard that, he could hold you liable for that, because that's defamation of character.
He's not a public person?
Huh?
He's not a public person?
Are you a public person?
Tragically, yes.
I could accuse you of that too, with no evidence, and that would be all right. That'd be acceptable.
Well, I think in the midst of this show, we give people pretty wide leeway on this program. If you think you have the evidence, let's hear it.
Did you rape somebody?
Well, that's what he says.
No, I obviously didn't say that.
Now, hypothetically, of course.
Things. I'm just saying if I would accuse you of that.
Gotcha.
Because you're a public person, does that make that right?
Yeah.
Not without evidence,
yes,
it doesn't.
President Trump is definitely an unconvicted rape defendant and suspect.
And let's face it, there have been people, Mark, you have to admit, who have alleged Joe Biden has molested them or assaulted them, and that hasn't gone anywhere.
I'm not using Joe Biden as a beacon of anything.
Okay, fair enough.
I would pick zero politicians as an example of some exemplary person morally.
I agree with you there, Van.
We've had some, from going back to JFK to Clinton and on and on, and Obama, he was accused of committing homosexual acts. It was the guy that came out.
Ooh, I never heard that one.
You never heard that?
No, I didn't either.
Guy came out and said that he was hired by Obama to commit certain acts upon him. So and did cocaine with Obama. So that was an accusation there, but that got swept under the rug. I'm surprised you guys never heard of that. But the other day, you guys were talking about how, we don't need Trump, we need change. And I was thinking, Obama's slogan was change we can believe in.
And change just how'd that work out?
Huh?
I said, how'd that work out?
Yeah.
Not too good.
Just for the fact of change doesn't mean it's going to be good. And I don't believe Biden won the election. I believe a lot of these mail-in ballots, the 2,000 mules and all that, which you guys don't believe in, but whatever. Biden's our president, regardless. So I think if people did truly vote for him, they were voting not for Biden, but against Trump, because people were sick of Trump. And the whole thing is, everyone that's on the conservative side of it loves Trump's policies. And it's like callers have said, there's one guy that's able to do the things that he really said. And in my lifetime, there has been no one like President Trump who has done the things that he said he would do. And one of the greatest things he did was recognizing Jerusalem as the capital of Israel. And no other president had the guts to do that. But Trump did. And everyone, if you do that, there's going to be all these problems happen. Well, none of that came to pass. So Trump was accused of he was going to get us into a war. He did just the opposite. He communicated with Kim Jong-un. Even though he called him Little Rocket Man, called the guy names, the guy still met with him. The guy had respect for him. The leader of China, he also talked with Trump. But now it seems like the communication lines have been broken between our country and China and North Korea. And now we're sitting on the precipice of what may lead into World War III, with China taking action now, flying over Taiwan. What's going to happen? We don't have a strong leader. America needs a strong leader. And we don't need Joe Biden for another 4 years if he's able to even live that long. But it's to the point now, watching Biden is like, it's like when my dad saw his health decline till he went into a nursing home. Biden looks like he's just, you know, months away from having to be put in a nursing home. The guy has no ability to carry on a conversation. He can't do like Trump did and just open up to the press questions and stand there for an hour and just answer questions. The guy is incapable of doing that. How then can he be the leader of this country?
Yeah, Van, I agree with you on most of your points. I think it's incumbent upon Republicans to come up with a candidate who can get elected to get Biden out of there. And, of course, President Trump's not that individual because he's so divisive. How do you suspend your Christian values when it comes to Trump's personal behaviors?
Well, I do that when I get surgery. You know, there was a well-known doctor in this area. I won't name him. He did pass away. He did eye surgery, and his bedside manner was not the greatest. And when I had eye surgery done, I went to him. I didn't make that choice based on my Christian values. I made it based on his ability to perform the job that he was going to do.
I got you. So good political decisions and policy. That makes perfect sense. Yeah, I think a lot of people are in your camp. All right, we got to hit the road. We'll give you the last word.
Well, with Trump, the thing I see is he's been demonized for so long. They've accused him of so many things, and most of it hasn't stuck. And the things that have stuck have not been, you know, a criminal conviction. It's been a civil suit that's been won against him.
Right.
But all this stuff, why is there so much stuff against him? Why do they not want him to run? And again, I think it's the globalists. I think it's people in the swamp. You take someone like Obama, who was president for 8 years, how does he afford the mansion that he has up in New England? How does he get that much money? You know, the guy was no way with the money that he earned as president and throughout his life that he can afford a place like that.
All right,
but
we got you. Thank you.
Like every politician.
Yep, thank you, sir.
Well, they all make money on speeches and directorships and things like that. They cash in on it, Van.
Thank you, Van. Yeah. Thank you so much. Much appreciated. All right, I got to hit the break or I'll get in deep trouble. We'll be right back.
Shall we cast aspersions today?
We got a screen full of things to read, but just read one and then Chris can go
okay.
Right ahead.
Okay, Mark, you are clueless.
Oh, sure, you have to read that one.
Fine, right there. In response to the email about the constant attacks against Trump, you said it's because he's a criminal. But the whole point of that email was to say that the reason they are constantly investigating Trump is because they can't afford to have him back in office because he will expose the criminal politicians that are in charge of our country. I'm not saying Trump is totally clean, but in comparison to the likes of the Clintons, Biden, Pelosi, and Obama, he may look like a saint. He's not and never has been part of the swamp. He's trying to clean up the swamp, and the Democrats and many Republicans simply can't have that happen. And one more thing.
Oh, there it is.
Wear a mask and stay indoors and stay safe. Where have we heard that before?
Yeah, thank you, Doug. Great
Signed
email.
Doug.
Thank you, sir. Best email of the day. Chris, you're on the mark. Go right ahead.
Oh, worst email of the day. Well,
oh, okay.
No, anyway. Strong competition. But, the Trump's a swamp all unto himself. Before he even got to be president, he's a con man from the start. Look what happened to his charity. Look what happened to his university. Look what he did to his taxes. Look what he and his father did back when they were running things together. Look what happened when his father died and how they got away from paying taxes illegally. But he was never prosecuted. It was never looked into until the Times did it 20 years later or 50 years later. But so he has a long history of criminality before he even got to be running for president. And he got it. He started his campaign with a lie, where Obama was born. He pushed that lie. He retracted it once and never talked about it again when things got tough on him about that.
Yeah, but you have to suspend all of that.
That's the way he operates. All news is fake news that puts him in a bad light. All news is good, accurate news. if it puts him in a good light. That's his definition of the words. That is how he uses them. And yeah, the idea that you would want him back, even at the expense of having Biden another 4 years, just shows, I think, you're pretty sick.
Well,
like,
how do you really feel?
Lance. Lance corrected himself, which not many people do on this show, so I was glad to hear that.
I do it all the time.
It sets a good example. I wish he had named his source, unless, of course, the source was just a friend of his that he trusted.
He did name the source.
Yeah,
it was some people.
Know about
Chris,
it, but if it's a news organization.
No, Chris, he did name the source.
What it was.
Chris, he did name the source. It was some people he talked to who had just come back from up there delivering something.
Well, he didn't say where they. I didn't know if that was people he knew that said that or people who reported that it happened on a news group that said that. He could have said that in either of those two cases.
Well, I think what he said was that he had run into these people somewhere and talked to them, and that's how he got the information. So.
Okay. Well, then I'm glad he didn't bother naming them, because that's something different again. Now, there's so much going on with Trump and what he's doing. But Biden is better than any Republican, probably. What's the Republican policy? Spend like crazy when you're in, complain about spending completely when you're out.
Well, okay.
That's the Democratic policy too, Chris. That's the Democrat policy.
But at least they're honest
too
about it. They get in.
No, Democrats will support spending even when they're out because they believe government should be spending. They should be creating things.
Well, how about all the hell they raised?
Infrastructure.
How about all the hell they raised with Trump's
from climate change?
How about all the hell they raised with Trump's alleged increase in the deficit? It wasn't the Republicans complaining about that, it was the Democrats.
Well, it's because he cut taxes when he shouldn't have.
I see. So he did both. He cut taxes and cut spending, and that's bad.
No, he didn't cut spending. He didn't cut any spending.
Go ahead. I'm listening.
Well, I thought you said, I'm just correct. Trump didn't cut spending. His spending was greater than Obama's, and his results were no better than Obama's.
Unless you happen to be the Bank of China, in which case it was excellent, because the national debt went up, what, four trillion?
Four trillion, I thought.
With President Trump.
Yeah, I mean, the debt didn't go up because he wasn't spending.
Right. All right, we'll give you another minute. Go right ahead, sir.
And you guys are always dumping on Biden. You've been wrong about him constantly. He's constantly outsmarted Republicans and outmaneuvered them. You all said he wouldn't serve more than 2 years. Oh, he's so feeble. He's going to get in there and resign.
That was an idea.
He's a puppet to other people in the Democratic Party that are far left.
Not me.
He proved he's not that several times.
Not I.
You guys,
yes, it was you.
Lie and lie, and Mark, you go along with it, and you say how corrupt he is. That's all BS.
Well, I think he does.
Why do you just endorse that?
He is part of the money influence or the influence peddling family.
He is an influence peddling family relative to the people who were credit card companies in Delaware. Yes.
Okay.
There you go.
There's evidence there. All right, we got to hit the.
That's not illegal.
Hey, listen, the president.
Immoral, yes. Illegal, no.
I just think he too is a train wreck of a politician.
Immoral.
But he's definitely more successful than some presidents.
Actually, and the people who supported you in your senatorial run.
All right, we got to hit the road, buddy.
Thank you. It's the way politics works in this country.
All right.
Okay, we got to.
Thank you, sir. Thanks for calling in, Chris.
Bye-bye.
All right.
Much appreciated. Yep. All right. I got to hit the button or I'll get in more trouble. Hey, I got to tell you about the Sunbury Motor Company. It's a family-owned dealership since 1915, 4th Street, Sunbury, routes 11 and 15. I've been talking about trucks. I've talked about the Maverick and the Ranger and the F-150 and the F-250. So it's time to turn the page to the Hyundais. The Hyundai Accent will start with the letter A. Fabulous ratings from Consumer Reports. Just a fantastic vehicle. I'm going to call it bare bones transportation, but it is certainly luxurious if you need to get from to and fro. Average gasoline mileage, 35 miles a gallon. How about this? $16,000 is the base sticker price. Now, yes, when you buy one, maybe because of the way it's tricked out or whatever you choose, it's going to have, maybe $20,000, $25,000 sticker price, but it's affordable. For example, let's suppose you get a job. You're commuting to Harrisburg. You got to go back and forth and back and forth. You want to put mileage. The car's only going to cost you $20,000. It's going to get 33 miles to the gallon, so 2 gallons each way, and then you'll be there, and you're going to be helping out the planet a tiny bit by saving fuel on that. Or maybe you're ready to switch up to the Hyundai Elantra, which, of course, you can get the hybrid, which has fantastic mileage. So we'll talk more about that tomorrow. But Hyundai Accent, get one at the Sunbury Motor Company. All right. Bobby D. There we go. Good morning, sir. You're on the mark.
Yeah, I'm going to say good morning, everyone. I'd like to comment on the air quality index in this valley. Of course, you know I've worked radio and TV transmitter sites for years, and a couple years ago I was assigned Penobscot, which is where WBRE, WYOU, WNEP, and all the other stations are. And the one morning, of course, you know, it's early morning, and that we were sunny and blue skies at the top of the mountain, but I could look all the way down to Berwick and the power plant, and it was nothing but fog. I mean, nothing but valley fog in that. And, you know, until the sun, burns off the fog in that, especially with our smoke in that. So in our valley, in that we're subject to that until, you know, with weather conditions and everything else. So that affects our area, too.
Yep, I agree. I think there's definitely, it's pretty foggy out there. Yeah, 268 is our current air quality, so it's getting worse instead of better.
So you say.
All right, thank you, sir. Joseph, you are on the mark. Go right ahead. Thanks for waiting.
Yes, thank you for taking my call. Yes, I wanted to comment on these wetbacks, these illegal wetbacks coming in. And I was watching TV the other day on the news, and the mayor of New York City said he had close to $4 billion, well, I don't know where he got that money, to house these people, and he was saying we're trying to house them in private homes, and they were going to give $125 a day. Now, that pans out to $3,750 a month to house these individuals. I remember back when, if you got caught with an illegal alien and using them or having them in your house, there was a penalty for that, if you remember.
Well, I think today there's a penalty for that.
Yeah, you're not allowed to hire.
You can get in a lot of trouble.
There's no penalty. My goodness, they're paying hotel rooms for them and everything like this here. And they're coming in, and this is a sad thing. You talk about President Trump and how evil he was and stuff, and you hated his rhetoric, and he was a bad guy, and this and that, his character. I understand all that. But I want to say something. He had to fight tooth and nail to get the border wall up what he got up. If they would have went along with him and helped him, you know, he had to get money from the military, I guess, in different places to build. We wouldn't have that problem. And the border was more secure when he was in than, of course, you know it is now. And there's people coming from all kind of Middle East countries into this country, and I'm sure terrorists would love to get in here, and that's the way they're getting in. And we're gonna find something out here in the near future. You watch.
Yeah, we got open borders all the way around. So, you know, the Mexican border is just one aspect. But
it is against the law to hire undocumented workers.
Yes.
Well, yeah, but who gets prosecuted for it, Joe? Come on now, who gets prosecuted for that?
Anybody that winds up where they prove that they've done it.
All right.
Well, I remember you asking Van there, you said, how could he square his Christian values with a guy like Trump?
Yeah, good answer. Just focus on the policies.
No. Not really. As a lay minister, you ought to know this, that when Yahweh chooses a man to be king like Nebuchadnezzar, that guy was an idolatrous man. He was an idol worshiper, but Yahweh chose him to destroy his own people, the Israelites, because of their sins, and take them into captivity. And he used them, and he was even told that by Daniel, that, you know, Yahweh sets you up and he can take you down. And
what does that have to do with President Trump?
Well, I'm just saying that his character doesn't necessarily mean that he wasn't chosen of the Almighty to do a job. And like Van said, the most important thing that he did was move the embassy from Tel Aviv to Jerusalem.
Gotcha.
If you think about that for a moment, just think back about this. That happened on a jubilee year. Every 50 years is a jubilee year. 1917 was a jubilee year. That's when General Allenby liberated Jerusalem from the Ottoman Empire. 1967 was a jubilee year. That's when the Six-Day War happened, and the city of Jerusalem was liberated. And then 2017 was a jubilee year, and President Trump, the only man that could have done that, and he was chosen of Yahweh. He even said that. If you remember, I remember that he was talking to people, news people, when he was going to the Air Force One or something, and he looked up to heaven and he said, "I'm the anointed one." Oh, they went nuts about that. And no, I'm serious.
I remember.
And he was speaking the truth. And think about this for a moment. Why did the Savior, Yeshua the Messiah, choose Judas Iscariot? He was a known thief, but he allowed him to carry the money bag. That doesn't make sense, does it? In the carnal mind. But most people don't understand the reasons
okay.
for this.
Okay. So President Trump is Judas. I couldn't agree with you more.
And the same thing here. Think about this for a moment.
All right.
Why do the Jews suffer since they were kicked out of Israel in 19... Or excuse
All right,
me,
enough.
That's got nothing to do with Donald Trump.
It's got nothing to do with Donald Trump.
Donald Trump.
I get what you're saying. You like his policies and not his personality.
And he's been chosen by the Almighty, right?
We got you. And they say, "Crucify him, crucify him. Let his blood be on us and on our children." And they called that on themselves.
Okay.
It was a prophecy that had to be fulfilled.
What's that have to do with Trump?
Yet. The time of Jacob's trouble is coming. There's going to be a persecution against the
what
Jewish
people. What
does
that have to do with President Trump? Nothing.
Well, again, I'm just telling you that Yahweh uses these people, King Ferdinand, Queen Isabella, Hitler.
So it's not possible,
and Joseph.
Don't understand.
Not possible that Satan rose him up, right?
I think that's more likely.
Well, you don't understand how he works.
I hope
he
I never do.
What did you do?
And it fulfills his word.
All right.
I don't know. There are people who believe he was chosen by Satan.
Thank you, sir.
What's
thank
that?
You so much for calling
take
in.
Care.
Thank you, thank you, thank you. Much appreciated. All right, Joe, you got a bunch of stuff to read, and then we'll take a break.
Says, talk about an alternative universe. 81 million votes for Biden is not believable. Pence said that what Trump asked him to do was unconstitutional. Not true. There is a clause in the Constitution for this. I would never support Pence.
There is? Boy, a lot of smart constitutionalists on both sides of the aisle
I'm
say
sorry,
Pence
but
had
I don't
no
think
right.
There is... It was an extraordinary circumstance where something like that could happen, but that didn't meet the criteria here. It was based on Trump's alleged assertion that the election was stolen from him.
Dennis says it's possible.
Well, anything's possible.
Okay.
Says, hey, Chris, if Trump drops dead tomorrow, would you have a motive for getting out of the bed in the morning?
Well, yes, because we're still going to need him to defend President Biden.
Right. And, Joe, how is it that the Clintons, Bush, and Obamas have thousands of documents? You can't tell us they were all personal items. Well, they could have copies of things that were government files that were not classified.
Did they take stuff home, too? I didn't even realize
But
that.
The question is whether the archivist approved them keeping it in writing.
Mm.
So they could have thousands of items. They could have tens of thousands of items if the archivist said, yes, these are okay for you to have
these
copies
are yours.
Of. Right. These are yours.
Mm.
You may have them. So there you go.
All right. 570 is our telephone number area code. 743-9565 is the rest of the number. Call us, 570-743-9565. We have our good callers trying to say that Trump's non-Christian character has nothing to do with the job that he was given by God to fix the U.S. And so, despite the fact that he has quite a few moral failings, that's why he was put here.
So if God wanted Trump to remain in office, how is it that he's not in office?
He was done with him. He was done with him.
No.
We've already answered this.
God could have found those 11,400 votes in Georgia.
Excellent point. That would have helped. But
yep.
Well, yeah, God could have made the fake electors rise up and work. Could have made Pence made his change
yes,
his mind
he
too. But he didn't. All right. 570-743-9565. You can email us at onthemark@wkok.com and you can text us at 70236. Read the top text and then we'll hit the break.
All right. Obama kept millions of classified documents in an abandoned furniture warehouse in Chicago. Of course, no word about it.
Oh, that was much talked about.
Yes, I thought it was.
Yeah, that's been vetted and talked about and discussed and searched over and pored over, and so far no charges. So maybe the Justice Department is crooked.
That could be.
Okay, there we go.
Want to work for a stable yet growing company? Got it. Want to work for a family-owned business with over 100 years' experience in taking care of customers and employees? Got it. Want to work for a leader in selling more cars and satisfying more customers? Got it. Who has all that? SMC Sunbury Motor Company is looking for technicians across all their departments. Whether you're an entry-level technician, an experienced technician, or someone looking for a career change, Sunbury Motors would love to hear from you. They're looking for technicians for their quick lane, car and light truck service, heavy truck service, body shop, and frame and alignment division. You can apply online at sunburymotors.com, in person at our North 4th Street location, or call Todd at 570-286-7746. Your new career of working on Fords, Kias, Hyundais, Western Star trucks, plus anything that fits in the door,
and some things that don't.
Join Sunbury Motors. Your new career is waiting for you.
Welcome back to the KOK Live Telephone Talk Show, On the Mark.
It's China Grove.
Is it?
Yes, it is.
All right, welcome back, everybody. Lance needs another 60 seconds to finish his work. Here, go ahead.
Okay, why? What do you remember about King David?
Not too much offhand. Why?
Oh, man. Wow. Well, what he did, I mean, a man after God's own heart, he was described as, correct?
Okay.
And what he had done was he had impregnated a fellow's wife, and then he had the guy murdered so he could add his spouse to his harem.
Okay.
Now, I don't think Trump has done anything like that.
That's true. He's not that bad. We don't think, anyway. He already got away with it. Well, it doesn't matter. Our good listeners gave perfect answers to this whole topic, that the fact that Trump's policy trump his moral failings.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, we elected a commander-in-chief, you know, not a moral leader-in-chief, that's for sure.
Okay, there's your minute.
Well,
thank you.
Well, I chatted through some of it. All right, okay. Thank you, sir.
Well, that's
thanks
true.
For
you
calling
did.
In. All right, you got 29 texts and one email.
All right. Yes, Chris, how many suspicious activity reports do you have on your bank accounts? Biden has dozens. And then another texter says, you think so? Mm-hmm. Must be something wrong with your transmitter. Whenever Chris comes on, all I hear is blah, 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 and blah.
No, I think that's your hearing aid.
His facts are all wrong. What a Kool-Aid drinker.
We don't know who they were talking about. There's a lot of Kool-Aid going around today.
Chris, the debt ballooned during COVID, no other reason, and it continues to balloon under Biden.
Oh, no. President Trump was overspending long before the pandemic.
Then even Vice President Pence said, if you go with Humpty Dumpty, you are against the Constitution of the United States of America. He was a lawless liar. I assume they're referring to President Trump. Yes.
Yeah, President Biden's also a lawless liar, but he wasn't in at that time.
Then, no, Chris, the government shouldn't be violating the Constitution because government isn't authorized to create anything. Create as I assume.
I wonder what that was. What's government creating?
Oh, Chris, the only con men are all the Democrats. Hillary started the birther theory, not Trump. Chris is spreading fake news. Did Hillary start the birther theory?
Not that I know. I don't really know of its origin. I doubt that either of them started it, actually.
Then Obama kept millions. Oh, we already have that one. So we were up to date on those.
No, you got one down. The Gilson one is down.
Well, that's an event. That's not for this. Then Tom says, I can't remember a show with so much nonsense. On second thought, that was yesterday and every day. The 30% show never disappoints for nonsense.
Okay, and here's another one right there.
And with bank records and documentation evidence, why hasn't Hunter Biden been indicted by the DOJ also? Well, that's pending, isn't it? I mean, there Hunter are. There, he's being criminally investigated.
Yeah, he's in super, super hot water.
So the question becomes, how long does it take once these investigations start? I think it's awfully easy to assume the worst, you know, that because they're investigating and haven't filed charges, that somehow they're being manipulated or they're being, you know, they're letting the good old boys go while pursuing Donald Trump with abandoned, reckless abandon.
Well, it seems that some of the investigations go terribly slow.
Well, there's the old expression, where there's smoke, there's fire.
Mm-hmm.
So we can see the smoke, but we don't know yet where the fire is because they haven't come out with the indictments. And then when they do, the people who support Donald Trump, I mean, he could have 5,000 indictments against him, and it's all going to be gobbledygook to his supporters. Whether if he did violate the law, he should pay the price just like any other United States citizen. And that would include Joe Biden and Mike Pence and Kamala Harris and anybody else you want to name. We're none of us are above the law. I always like that. You always hear that. Oh, we're no one's again above the law.
Except
maybe, you know, unless we're trying to manipulate the system to keep our guy from getting
except all of our current and past presidents. But other than that.
Well, I mean, let's face it. There is some question about the Justice Department. I mean, I have no doubt that that under the last administration, they absolutely came down on conservatives. I mean, they didn't want Trump in. No argument there. I mean,
I think
you'd
every
have to
branch
agree
of government did, didn't it? IRS?
Yeah, they're right. Trying to come back
FBI,
at them.
FBI, Justice.
So, I mean, it's really a shame. I mean, I have a great deal of sympathy for Donald Trump in many areas. I don't think he was given a fair chance for his presidency. A bigger man with tougher, thicker skin would have let it bounce off his back and would have, you know, been gracious.
Yeah, Trump should behave
the way... He'd have been gracious in victory instead of...
should have behaved the way President Biden is, just ignoring it.
Well, Biden's ignoring it because right now he's got a whole mechanism trying to protect, cover his six, as they say in the military. So, I mean, let's face it, Joe Biden probably doesn't even know what's going on, but there's still the 10% for the big guy.
Oh, he knows.
And all these people that have come out and testified, you know, people on the left, nobody wants to admit that he might be a crook. On the right, nobody wants to admit that Donald Trump might be a crook.
But it's funny, though, if you think about what President Biden has done, he's accomplished most of what he wanted to accomplish. Everything he's tried to do, where he had a divided legislature, he managed to get done through compromise and
student debt reduction, fail.
Well, that's illegal. So
fail.
Yeah, I don't think you can just outright do things illegal. I'm sure the previous presidents have tried to do things illegal that they thought were sound policy or were just another way to buy votes, and they were rebuffed at the courts. I'm sure there have been some illegal things that presidents did that they got through.
And now some Republicans are up in arms over the debt reduction or the debt ceiling deal, and they're blocking other legislation coming out of the Senate.
Because they're angry about
that. Yeah, you know, I love it. Things that we believe are good for the country, we're going to stop them because we're ticked off over this debt limit deal.
Well, retribution. You can't spell Republican without the R in retribution. That's part of their shtick now. President Trump's whole platform is based on retaliation and pardoning criminals.
No, you can't spell crap without the C in Democrat. So what does that prove?
The C in criminals is busy right now in Democrat.
Okay, so we have the C in crap. Well, that's it for my week. Thank you so much for putting up with me. I'll be back on Monday, right? You'll be here?
Yes.
All right.
I hope so. I am going to take a couple of days off on Tuesday and Wednesday. They'll have to cut the grass. So.
Okay. Well, Ben will be in tomorrow to do battle with you.
Yes, sirree. We will.
All right. We'll see you Monday.
Going to talk about that shining building on the hill, the LB Water Company headquarters, when he's here. They had a groundbreaking. This is WKOK Sunbury.